Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is What Was Wild Around the League. Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
A very rough start for Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the three-win Carolina Panthers. But all of a sudden, in the fourth quarter late, after Bryce Young had forged ahead with the go-ahead touchdown pass to put the Panthers up three, Baker went to work. He orchestrated a brilliant drive, had a great scramble, which it looked like he got big-time injured, and then set him up for the game-tying field goal. They made it. They go to overtime, and they win the game to get to 6-6, a much-needed victory, and another come-from-behind fourth-quarter special from Baker Mayfield. Was not playing at his best, was also playing very banged up.
Honestly, it scared the daylights out of me. I've seen some people pop their Achilles before, and they say it feels like you get cleated in the back. It was a little painful, but got taped up again and go back out there. Now, I'm the idiot that went in on a 3rd-and-1, took Kyle Trask out, and threw a pick right to number 25's chest, but we found a way to win.
So Baker, little self-deprecation, that'll go a long way, and really has found a home in Tampa Bay. Like, they're 6-6, and you know, he got Mike Evans back. They've had the wide receiver injuries, trying to make the most of that situation. We had a caller earlier in the show said, well, they'll never win a Super Bowl there. Just like he said, Jameis won't win a Super Bowl here. Baker's never going to win a Super Bowl. Is it unfair to totally count out Baker Mayfield? Because he has had a very, very good year, I think, overall.
Yeah, but do you take them as a Super Bowl contender at all? No.
No.
Okay. Yeah, but he's in the NFC. He's got a better chance than a lot of the other guys. I mean, you got four of the top quarterbacks are in the AFC, and
that's
they're going to have to fight each other every year.
Although Philadelphia, they are on a roll, and obviously we know Detroit seems like the best team in the NFL all year.
They seem to be the kryptonite for the Philadelphia Eagles, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Remember, beat them in the playoffs and then beat them again.
All right, Mitch?
Mitch's wild thing.
I think we're starting to see the downfall of the San Francisco 49ers. A 35-10 loss in Buffalo last night. Third straight for San Fran. They're 5-7. And Christian McCaffrey, according to head coach Kyle Shanahan, might be done for the year.
They're saying they think it's PCL. I think potentially. I'm not exactly sure yet. You know, I think PCL is usually a couple weeks, but I'm not exactly sure yet.
That's it, right?
Well, they've had every significant player, all the names you've heard of for San Francisco, each and every one of them have been injured this year, whether it's Bosa, Trent Williams, McCaffrey, Kittle, Ayuk, Debo Samuel. Every single one of them injured. Somebody said earlier this year, like, oh, the Browns and their injuries. I'm like, well, guys, yeah, there have been injuries around the league every year. It's every year we've been doing this show, we've had Browns injuries. Have we ever had a season like that where every guy has been injured, all the top guys on a team? My Myles Garrett, he's been healthy. You know, and that's been...
Yeah, he's played. I don't know if he's been healthy, but yeah, he's but been healthy enough to play.
Like, the 49ers have had guys that have missed, like, five games.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're not recovering. If Myles Garrett had to miss, like, five games, that's it.
Yeah.
That would have been really, really bad. You just, even as good as I think Shanahan is, can't overcome that.
No, but I don't think that it's costing him his future, except for, like, the window to win now. But I think the window's
that's
closing.
Funny. Nick and Jonathan had on Albert Breer last week, and they were like, there's some rumors about the future of Kyle Shanahan. Breer's like, what are you talking about? He was like, what, somebody on the internet said that?
Yeah, I don't think there's any. No, maybe next year, if they finish like 5-whatever this year, and then
the way the league is, yeah, I don't care who forever. You are. I mean, obviously, Kyle Shanahan would have a job in 2 seconds, yeah, basically anywhere else in the league.
I mean, I thought Mike Vrabel was Teflon.
Yeah, and that's a great boy. He was coach of the year.
And I think that Mike Vrabel, had he really wanted a job, I think Mike Vrabel probably would have got a job. And I think he'll get a job this year if he wants a job. Maybe even.
Fantasy Freaks and Geeks. It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Columbus.
Owen?
Owen's wild thing.
Well, you got him paid. Now you can get him fired, I guess, Anthony Lima. Justin Tucker, he sucks. He sucks at kicking now. He's not the greatest kicker anymore. He cost the Baltimore Ravens a win over the Philadelphia Eagles. They played a great game. Lamar is still an MVP-level player, but it doesn't matter when you miss two field goals and an extra point, and you lose by 5 points. If you do the math on that, they wouldn't have lost had he not missed those kicks. But he sucks now. He just sucks. He sucks at football.
It is bizarre.
You got to do one thing, Justin. Kick it through the uprights.
Yep.
He just doinks it off the pole now.
You either make it or you miss it.
And there are so many guys that can easily kick from. I mean, somebody attempted a 68-yarder in the New England game. It looked like it was going in. I think it was probably like 4 yards short. But 68 yards, and it was right down the middle.
Yeah,
it didn't get blocked.
It hit the pad on the goalpost.
Yeah.
But at least it was down the middle and not off the upright.
Yeah, Tucker. Very accurate. Tucker, it's clearly in his head because it's not physical.
So the speculation, at least on the Kansas City chatter boards, is that, remember last year during the playoffs, the Ravens hosted the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, and Tucker put his helmet down in front of Mahomes and Kelsey while they were warming up. Kelsey threw the helmet. Tucker, since that point, is like a 73% field goal kicker, and before he was a 90%.
Like, what? It has to be mental. What else could it be for the kicker? Like, even if he's not able to kick it as far, like, say he's like 3 yards less,
you get the yips.
That doesn't explain the misses.
Yeah, you get the yips and the yips add on. It's almost like us when we start.
Ryan Day has the yips against Michigan.
Yeah, because you think about it so much. It's the same thing as like when you're air checking yourself while you're on the air. You can't, if you mess something up, you can't sit there and think about it while you're on the air. You're going to mess the next thing up. Well, he's probably thinking about it when he goes out there and he messed it up.
Ken's wild thing.
I watched this during Thanksgiving dinner, Matt Eberflus, and the situation that played out with seconds remaining in the football game, which started out as gobs of time, which ended up being a last second, what turned into a 40-yard Hail Mary. Is this Matt Eberflus on the situation right before he got canned?
You know, and then we're there at second and 20, you know, take the sack right there. You know, so we're at 36 seconds right there. And our hope was, because it was third going into fourth, that we would rack that play at 18 seconds, throw it in bounds, get it into the field goal range, and then call the timeout. And that's where it was, and that was our decision-making process on that. Again, we were outside the field goal range, you know, so we needed to get a few more yards in there, as close as we can get, and then we're going to call timeout. And that's why we held that last timeout at the end of the game. Disappointing for the players. They put a lot of work in a short week and put themselves in position to win that game.
And that is why I felt if you're going to make a move, you make a move before this first season with Caleb Williams. It's a lost season now in his first year. These owners never listen to this. We did the same thing with Baker. Yeah, you bring in a rookie. It's a, if you know you're going to be bringing in a rookie, like with that first pick, it's time to move on.
This is their third first-round quarterback in a row that they've done this with, where they brought him in and fired the head coach that same year.
Move on. Start with someone new. And you could always – it doesn't mean you're going to get him right. Like, you could always pick a guy who's a he's a great wizard with a, with the play calling and end up not being a leader of men and end up ruining the whole thing as well. But it just – there's this stink – and it just adds more problems that the quarterback, the rookie quarterback, has to come in and fix. And remember, he's leaving a real stinky situation with the situation he was leaving at USC. And now you have to take over and cover up for this. Go put him in a spot with somebody, grow together, or have somebody who's already been a head coach before. Let him grow with him. You put too much pressure on the rookie when you do that, and they never listen. They never listen.
Isn't that one of the situations?
That was What Was Wild Around the League. Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon.
Look, just wrap
locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
Still okay. Go ahead.
Isn't that one of the press conferences where you just say I screwed up?
Yeah.
Can't that be the one? I mean, sitting there and but trying to defend that.
He made me look really great in front of my in-laws because he said, that dude is getting fired. And then the next day he did.